Mandalay Bay, October 13th and 14th. MotoShowTickets.com.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-91-BIBLE.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
It is Cofield and Company on this Friday, getting you set for the weekend. Of course, Steve's not talking right now, so it is not Cofield today. Adam Hill in for the next 3 hours, getting you set for the weekend. Case Kiefer from The Sun will be along in about an hour to join us. A huge lineup of guests today, a ton of stuff to get into. Chasen Shreve from the Cardinals will be with us in just a few minutes. John Middlecoff from the Raiders, covers the Raiders. He'll be here in about 45 minutes. John Murray, good friend of the show from the Westgate at Superbook USA. You can find him and at Vegas Murray. You can find his Twitter. He'll be in at 4 o'clock. All kinds of stuff to get into today, especially with RJ Bell at 4:45, as we usually hear from on a Friday. Maybe even Steve Cofield checking in from the road. You guys that listen to the show closely know Steve Cofield does the sideline reports for UNLV football. He is on the road up in northern Utah. Maybe some snow. I don't know. We'll get a weather report perhaps from Steve Cofield later on. Chrissy Paradis along with us as well. Are you sick? You still are?
A little bit. Sorry. I wasn't trying to be like, acknowledge me.
I'm still here.
No, I love it when it's Hill and his homies edition.
Right now, no homies. I mean, I guess you count.
I'm a homie, right?
You kind of count as a homie. You're here.
Well, thank you. I'll take it. Half a homie.
You're more of a part of Cofield and Company, though.
Oh, okay.
So the homies are like a whole different crew of weirdos and rejects that are friends with me.
Okay.
They come in separately.
So I don't want to be on that list.
Yeah, I don't think so. Case Kiefer's on that list. He'll be here.
Oh, so I'm excited about that as well.
Why did you roll your eyes?
Did I? You just don't see my eyes often because I usually have my sunglasses on.
That's probably true. There's a huge cat controversy at my other place of employment.
Cat?
Yeah, Mike. I was going to say I might talk about it later.
A cat-troversy?
It is, a controversy, but it's really not. It's really, I mean, there's a stray cat that lives at the Review Journal on property, and everybody has encountered him over the years, especially me. I go in late at night a lot, so I get to see him. He is named RJ, RJ, the Review Journal cat. I don't know what to do with this. Somebody has already brought it up, so I guess I don't really have to, but there's a big push to, like, you know, get some money together to to help RJ out, to take him to the vet, make sure he's okay. It's a whole ordeal. Somebody's going to have to try to trap him because he's a stray. I don't think he's going to want to just go willingly. So there's all these emails, and I've talked about the reply to alls before.
Oh, it's your pet peeve.
Insane. And it's just an email goes out, and then everybody in the whole office has to apply like they're part of it.
Like they feel obligated to say, oh, happy workversary or something, and look good.
Yes. I got an email. So Ed Graney, who does the morning show here, the press box, he's in London. I got the original email about the cat this morning. And let me just say, I love RJ. RJ's a cool cat. I like him. I got the original email this morning and then immediately got a text from Ed that said, this is going to set the reply to all record. And it's on pace. It's going there. So there's this whole thing. What should we do with the cat? Should we raise some money for him? Should we try to get him to the vet? Who's going to be responsible for taking him? Is there a vet that will do the work? There's all these things going on. And then it starts, why don't we start letting RJ in the building?
Okay, like a little cat doggy door thing?
Yeah, and just let him be the actual official mascot, which...
He's no Gritty, but...
That's true.
I mean, but he could be your Gritty for the RJ.
Maybe. I mean, he doesn't do as cool of things, but he's just kind of there. But here's the thing. I'm very, very allergic to cats.
Me too.
So... Is that the new hashtag me too?
Hashtag me too.
I'm allergic to cats. Me too. So I don't want to be the party pooper that just jumps on this reply to all. Like, yeah, can we not let a cat in the building? Because every time I come in, I'm going to have to take Benadryl and have my eyes swell shut. I don't want to be that guy.
Oh.
And ruin the fun.
Well, you are a lover of animals, which, I mean, you've proven that with your dog love.
Yeah, I'm over them too.
Oh, but
they're just brats. But yeah, I don't want to be that guy. But at the same time, like, don't should I? Like, because here's the thing: somebody else already did say that, and then everybody was kind of cool with it. But they're like, oh, maybe he can just not go in your office or around where you like. If the cat is in the building, it's going to get to me. And maybe it's just all the more reason I just don't have to go in, and I can just work remotely, which I enjoy doing. I just don't want to be that guy. Can you be that person that's like, yeah, sorry, I know that you guys are having fun. It can't happen. And I also right now I'm like, hey, you know what? Just let the cat in. I don't care. I'll deal with it. I'll get Benadryl. I'll keep it in my car. Every time I go in, I'll take it. What's the difference?
Well, I mean, you could split the difference, come out smelling like a rose, and start a GoFundMe for RJ so he can find a home.
Oh, somebody already started the GoFundMe.
No.
The GoFundMe's already in place to raise money for his medical care in case he needs it. I don't know if you can be that person or if everybody at work's going to be like, what a jerk. Like, it's a serious thing. And again, I actually am like, I'm leaning toward actually saying I am very, very allergic to cats, but let it in anyway. And I'm going to send that reply to all.
I think that's fair. It kind of comes down to a safety or productivity issue. If you think about it, if your eyes are swollen shut, how are you going to, you know, be doing your research and typing and writing and everything?
I actually think in this case, if you were to see all these responses, I think they would say, yeah, we don't care. It's about the cat. It's not about us doing good work or anything else. It's about the cat. The cat matters.
The cat matters more.
And I'm with it. But I also kind of think the cat likes just living outside. Yeah, so people are always giving him food and, you know, petting him or at least trying to pet him. I mean, he's around. He's, you know, he's having a good time. I don't think we need to make any changes in RJ's life.
Yeah.
RJ's happy.
He might be just an outdoor cat. He might not like being inside.
No, I did like when it was a little rainy last week, RJ walked over across somebody's car and there was just cat prints all over the car, which would have been, it wouldn't have been as funny if it wasn't one of the bosses. And I'm like, oh, that's good.
That is awesome.
Although it's a good boss, so.
He's definitely got an attitude, some flavor. He's not just like a...
No, RJ does his thing, for sure.
He does his thing. He owns the RJ.
I just don't know. Hit me up on Twitter, at Adam Hill LVRJ. Let me know if, can I be that guy?
Any suggestions, yeah.
Yeah, can I be that guy that's just like, you know what, no.
No. I'm out.
And again, I don't want to be him. I want to be the one that says, I want to actually be, and Steve always says I'm the martyr. I guess I am in that way. You know what? I'm allergic, but let the cat in anyway. Because other people have already chimed in that they're allergic, and now it's becoming a thing. But I do want to just be like, you know what? I'm going to deal with the being allergic, and I'm just going to live with my eyes being swelled. That's fine.
We're going to need to start a GoFundMe page for you.
We might have to. If the cat comes in, we might have to. We might have to also start a GoFundMe page for the Golden Knights defense. It is not going well. Things aren't clicking defensively. Yesterday, they tried to mix things up quite a bit, changed the pairings throughout the game, got some different looks out there. And listen, it was they played a very high-powered offense in Pittsburgh and gave up four goals. It's not, you know, they didn't get like destroyed with Subban and Nett, but the defense once again wasn't good enough. Phil Kessel got three goals. The first three goals for Pittsburgh had a hat trick. Casey DeSmith was good in his first start for the Penguins. It was just a good effort by the Penguins and not a great performance by the Golden Knights yet again. It's still not close to panic time. It's still very, very, very early in the season. There are some troubling trends defensively, no question about that. But there's time to get it figured out. Jake Bischoff was sent down today. We'll see what kind of corresponding roster move they made. He wasn't playing. He's been a healthy scratch, so not like this is going to change things up. It might open the door for other moves to be made or things to happen. We'll monitor that for sure, but certainly something has to be done defensively. Golden Knights just are not doing well enough on that end, and it really is glaring when you're not scoring at the rate that you were last year. They've scored two goals in every game, and one of those games, that goal was just the point that was awarded for the shootout. So they've got, you know, five games, nine goals in the, you know, during the run of play, and it's not where you want to be. It's less than two goals a game. Last year they were a juggernaut offensively, and this year it has not been the case. For sure. A lot of things to get figured out. One more game on this road trip, and then they come home. We'll talk a lot more about the Golden Knights in the second hour with Case Kiefer, who actually was up in Pittsburgh yesterday, and he's flying home now. So we'll find out what he has to say there. But when we come back, turn our attention to baseball. Chase and Shreve, local hero, will be with us, and we'll talk to him next.
The crew over at Finley Toyota speak Spanish, Thai, and even Persian. In fact, they speak 14 different languages. Come in and talk the universal language of big savings today.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-91-BIBLE.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
My house has a new blow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct. I let in the sun rays, but less of the heat stays. Universal Windows Direct. I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct. Universal Windows Direct.
North America's largest power sports show is coming to Vegas. 2019 motorcycles, ATVs, parts and accessories from 500 exhibitors. Free demo rides and free motorcycle parking sponsored by Sheffield Financial Services. Find your ride at the American International Motorcycle Expo presented by Nationwide. Mandalay Bay, October 13th and 14th. MotoShowTickets.com.
Hey guys, have you been hearing about low T and testosterone therapy? Testosterone is the cornerstone of a man's health. After age 30, we may lose about 2% of our testosterone each year. This causes us to lose energy, get fatter, lose sex drive, and disrupts our sleep. We think we are just getting old when that feeling is really caused by low T. Universal Men's Clinic has local medical providers specializing in restoring your testosterone. We have had success with many patients.
Our medical staff will monitor every step of your progress, evaluating your blood levels and symptoms. Within a few weeks, many patients have reported more natural energy and a better sex drive. Within a few months, many active patients report stronger bodies and the physical performance of their younger days.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
The Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival returns October 12th and 13th to the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Demo the latest clubs, get amazing deals on equipment and merchandise, sample some great craft beers, and get a free round of golf. Go to golffestshows.com for details.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, how long does it usually take to resolve a personal injury case?
The time it takes to receive a settlement can vary greatly depending upon the extent of your injuries and medical treatment required. At Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys, we do everything we can to get you the medical treatment you need and get your life back to normal as quickly as possible after you've been hurt in a car wreck.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Las Vegas has a reputation of being nice year-round. For the most part, that's true. But we know that Old Man Winter can bring in those storms and dicey driving. So right now is the best time to check your tires. If they're looking dicey, no need to spend a fortune because we have Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires offers you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and never a credit check. Plus, mounting, balancing, and installation are all included. So get yours today at SmartTires.com. That's SmartTires.com.
This is how we do.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
And now welcome to the show, young Chasen Shreve, 6'3", 185 pounds, and his first big league appearance. He strikes out Ryan Howard. He ought to grab that baseball, don't you think? They rolled it right back to the top of the pitcher's mound.
This is how we do it.
It's Cofield and Company back here on this Friday. Getting you set for the weekend. Once again, Steve up in Utah. We'll try to hear from him later on in the show. He is with the UNLV football team looking to bounce back from whatever that was last week. We'll get a report from up in Utah. But we're very excited right now because Chasen Shreve sits in with us. First of all, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming down here. It's very nice of you.
No problem. It's not too far a drive from my house, so.
There you go. So you're back in Vegas. What is this time of year like? The playoffs are on. I'm sure you want to be playing there.
Right.
But it's also, okay, so the season's over. I can take a little break. So how are you kind of feeling right now?
That's what it is. We're just taking a break right now, relaxing. It's a long season, letting the body recover. I was watching the Yankees in the playoffs for sure. A lot of my buddies are on that team, so I wanted to see how they were doing. Hate that they got eliminated, but the Red Sox are a great team.
You know, you're very good at this. You're already reading ahead to my questions because I don't know if it's a personality thing or what. I would be sitting there rooting against them so hard.
The Yankees?
I'd be like, screw you guys. I hate you. I'm done. I don't want you to advance.
It'd be a different story if I got released by the Yankees.
Yeah,
but getting traded is a little bit different. And like, I want all my guys to do well.
Yeah.
You know, not against the Cardinals, but now right. We're not in it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What about? Do you want Luke Voit to do poorly?
No, I tell everybody. I'm like, I hope he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
You know,
that's true.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
If he's a Hall of Famer, I got traded for a Hall of Famer. You know, so.
What was that? What is that process kind of like to go through when, you know, you kind of find out that it happens and you gotta plan on moving and
right.
all the other things that go on with it?
It's pretty brutal, to be honest. So, after the game, I think on the 27th, maybe 28th of July.
Yeah, 27th.
Yeah, they pulled me into the office and Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone were there. Like, hey, we traded you the Cardinals. They'll be calling you in a couple minutes. So then when I left the room, I said thanks and all that stuff. And I called my fiance Shannon and told her, I was like, hey, I got traded. We have a day to pack up our apartment and move to St. Louis. After that, called my agent, basically told him I got traded. Went home, packed up all my stuff in my locker, packed up the apartment. The next day, we were out and on to St. Louis. It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to say it's such a different environment, such a different city, everything else. But do you even notice that stuff when you're playing? I mean, you're playing every day. You probably don't even notice really your surroundings that much.
Not that much. I mean, the first couple of days, you notice a little bit different things. But, I mean, the crowd, there's so many people, the crowd's going to be the same no matter where you go. I mean, it's not like Yankee Stadium is loud. Bush Stadium gets loud. So, yeah, it's I don't notice it very much.
So yeah, you go to St. Louis during the season. So that was, you know, that's got to be, as you said, kind of a difficult thing to go deal with. But now the season's over. You mentioned back here in Vegas, this is where you grew up, Bonanza High School, but in CSN as well. Is Vegas going to always be your home? Do you think? I mean, it's a place that a lot of people like to spend off seasons and that sort of thing. But is this a place that you feel like you're always going to come back to?
For the near future, you can never. Can never tell what life's gonna throw at you, but for right now, yeah, we see the foreseeable future in Vegas.
Well, I guess what is it? I know there's a lot of advantages to being here, tax reasons for one thing for sure. But we see a lot of athletes that just enjoy right. living here. It can't just be taxes. There's other places like you could go to Delaware for the same reason, and Delaware nobody's living there. So what is it about Vegas?
I think it's a lot of Vegas and Phoenix just for the off season because it's so warm here. You can train outside, you can throw outside, you can hit outside. I know a lot of people have moved here. I know a lot of people that live in Phoenix too. Yeah, like Brandon Drury and Ryan Goins and all these guys that didn't grow up here, Tulo, they all live here now.
I see Tulo all the time, by the way.
Yeah, so I think it's just a good city. I mean, I love Las Vegas. Like I said, I was born and raised here. And it's just a good city to be in. And just growing up here with all the guys that come back here, it's fun to be around.
It's also, like, you're working during the summer when it's bad. Like, this is the perfect time to be coming back to Vegas.
Right, right.
So it's kind of nice to, like, all right, I can skip the summer and come here when it's very cool to be hanging out and about.
Skip the triple digits.
Yeah, for sure. We talked to Paul Sewald, was it 2 days ago, who was kind of talking about his offseason and you know, what you do. And he was saying it's like you have like a month of offseason. Like, we right. like to think of it as, you get like 6 months. This is great. But he said it's really like a month. You can kind of chill and work on some things, and then it's right back to getting to work. Is that about the same for you?
Yeah, basically. This offseason is going to be a little different. For me, I'm not going to take such a break, probably only like 2 weeks. So maybe start just doing some movement stuff, not really getting into hard workouts yet, but just letting my body recover and get loose and stretched out again. But yeah, it's basically not very long, because then I don't know if Paul Seabaugh told you this, but we work out together.
Okay.
A place called Tim Soder's Physical Therapy, and we're working out at 5:30 in the morning. So I'm up at 4:45, getting ready, getting breakfast. Get there around 5:15 to stretch out to get going. So
I didn't even know that 5:30 existed.
it looks like 8 o'clock at night because the sun's not up. So
that's insane. What do you, I mean, is there a reason for doing that? Is it more beneficial to work out very early in the morning, or is that just how the schedule kind of works out?
So Tim Soder Physical Therapy has patients that start at 7.
Okay.
So he's been training me since college, so 2009. So I've known him for a long time. So we try to get in and out before the patients, at least finish our workout before the patients get in there at 7. But I go there because, I mean, Paul Seawall goes there. Brian Harper, Bryce's brother, goes there. Mike Dunn goes there, and a couple other, like, minor league guys. And we have the same goal, and it's to be successful in the big league. So just being around the same people that want the same things, it's helpful. My brother played. I don't know if you knew that. He was with the Phillies, got drafted in the 6th round. So a couple off seasons ago, maybe in 2011, I didn't go to Soder's, and me and him just worked out at a local gym. And we'd be like, okay, what time you want to work out? Be like, let's go at 11. And then you wake up at 10, you're like, I haven't really ate yet. You eat, and then you kind of like lay around. You're like, all right. I mean, you don't get to the gym till like 4.
Right.
So I just like getting out of the way, waking up, having a schedule. And it's just fun to be around the guys.
That is Chasen Shreve, just wrapped up the season with the Cardinals. Bonanza High School alum. So there was a big story the other day, and I don't know if you know, like, I don't know if you have any special insight on it, or I don't want you to get into details necessarily if you know something, and I'll preface that. But there was a big story about the Yankees not knowing what time the game started. That sounded crazy to me. I don't want you to necessarily throw anybody under the bus, but like, is that actually possible at the major league level that anything like that could happen?
So they said something about Boone. That's why I haven't heard this.
Okay, so Sabathia hadn't started warming up because they thought the game was 25 minutes after.
So like, instead of 7:05, it was 7:25 or something like that.
And so then the game started, and he hadn't warmed up fully. Sorry, it wasn't Sabathia. I'm sorry, Severino. Okay. Severino. And then there was also reports that certain players like took the field in the first inning with the wrong shoes on because they were warming up in different shoes than they were supposed to play, which is insane to me. But like we think Major League Baseball is so regimented.
Right.
Like, is something like that even possible?
It's definitely possible. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it could happen. Yeah, just for, because you get in such a rhythm or a schedule. So like, if it's a 7 o'clock game, you know what to do, and you know when to like get in the hot tub, start stretching, eat all that stuff.
Yeah.
And if they change it by 20 minutes or something, and you're just like, oh yeah. So some guys will be like, yeah, what time's the game tomorrow? Like 7, and it's really 7:25 or a 6:40 game.
Especially with
game.
The TV times in the playoffs are all
different,
up.
Right? So I could see it, but but it is posted everywhere in the clubhouse.
Right.
So,
well, if it's posted wrong though, then
right, if it's posted wrong, then everybody's gonna be off, right?
So the playoffs are going on, as we said. You, I'm sure, want to be a part of it, but you are not. You're kind of watching from the outside. Do you watch the games? Are you into it?
I watch some of them. I'm going to be honest, I don't watch all of them. After 162 games and not being a little bitter of not being in the playoffs,
oh, I get it.
I kind of take a break from baseball. I'll definitely watch the World Series for sure. Like I said, I watched a couple of the Yankee games, but as of right now, I'm not watching anything right now.
So Brewers,
and not to mention we just got cable today in our new house, so
haven't been
watching anything.
I was gonna actually get into some of the matchups, but you just mentioned getting a house. Like, is how much stress does that add to your life? And I guess this is a perfect time to do it.
Right,
the season just ended, but you know, if you want to just be kind of sitting around like, oh, season's over. Oh, there's a lot to do now.
We were just talking about that on the way here, actually. We timed it out pretty great. So we built a new house here. So we timed it out where in January last year, I think we signed the papers for them to start building it.
Right.
And then it finished about a month ago. So we started moving stuff in while we weren't even in Las Vegas. So yeah. It worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that's pretty good. How much does that consume of this time that you want to be kind of just kind of spacing out and taking a break?
So we landed Sunday, and we haven't stopped since. Like, it's been insane. It has definitely not been a break so far. It's just, even we just got our bed the other day. Like, it's been insane of just waiting on stuff, and we couldn't really ship anything here until we got here. Right. So it's consumed our entire off season so far.
Well, there you go. It's one of those things you look forward to, and you're like, oh, as soon as this is done, this is going to be amazing.
Right.
So it's fun work to do, I'm sure.
Yes.
Along those lines. So we will get into it. The Brewers are playing. Certainly a team that, you know, you were paying attention to down the stretch. They got so hot at the end of the year. But now they've had, you know, they go through the end of the year, September, they barely lost. They go through a playoff series, and now it's like a week off. Is that awful for a team like this to have that kind of a rest when you're playing so well?
I think so. If they would have gone to game five, like, and had a little bit less of a rest, I think it would have probably been better for them. I just know that hot teams get 5 or 6 days off. It kind of takes away from that hot streak. But like you said, yeah, they were on fire at the end of the season. They swept us at Busch Stadium, and we needed those games big time. It's not like we were just a team out of the race. We needed those games, and they were unbeatable. I mean, Yelich, you know what he's been doing all year, and just these guys have been unreal. So, and at them at the deadline, getting Moustakas and getting these guys, that just helped them so much. Their lineup is really, really good.
You just mentioned a couple of bashers that they have. Who is there a guy in the league who you're just like, God, I cannot get that guy out. This sucks.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Really?
Has to be hitting like 900 off me with a couple home runs, a couple triples. It's insane. We talk about it all the time in the bullpen.
I'm always fascinated by that, because every time I ask that question to somebody, it's never like the big star.
Right.
It's always like somebody you're like, really? That's the guy? Well, so now do you just think about it? If you see, oh man, like, I don't want to come in this inning. Right. Like, he's going to be hitting.
It's always like, Shreve, get ready for Jackie Bradley. I'm like, crap, you know? But no, him and Brock Holt. I know Brock Holt is a patient hitter, and I walk him every single at bat. It's ridiculous. The Red Sox, they're a tough team already, but when you can't get their 8-9 guys out, they become a really tough team, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And saw him hit for the cycle the other day, first in postseason history, for sure. So that was crazy. You might not want to say it. Is there a guy that you're like, no problem, this is easy?
not one that comes to mind.
Wait, is there one that comes to mind that you just don't want to say?
No, I really don't. I really can't think of anybody where I'm like, okay, like, this is easy. They're all professional hitters, you know. They're all really good. So, but no, I'd definitely say David Ortiz. I used to hate facing him.
Really?
I'm glad he retired.
Even as a lefty?
Yeah. I don't know if you look at my numbers, but lefties are hit better than righties do.
Really?
Yeah. Except for last year. For some reason, last year they hit like 50 to 60 points lower. But
what do you have any like reason in your mind why that is? Or just the pitches just, you know, the way
they
break?
I think my slider is my third pitch, and usually if you're a left on left guy, you're feeding them mostly sliders. So I got to work fastballs and splitters to them, which work. But if I could have a wipeout slider, and I've been trying to for the past 5 years, it would definitely help.
How much experimenting do you do in the offseason? We talked about your offseason, you know, what you kind of plan to do trading-wise, but how much experimenting do you do, like, hoping something clicks and carry into the next season?
Quite a bit, honestly, because it's like a clean slate. Every time you start a new season in the offseason, you start throwing again. It's like a new slate. You try different things. I change something for sure every offseason. If it's coming set a different way or gripping a pitch a different way, just whatever works best for me at that time.
There you go. So you are 28 now, I believe.
Yeah.
What in your mind, how does the rest of your career play out? Like, what is your plan the rest of the way? How long do you want to play for?
I want to play as long as they'll let me.
Yeah.
it's not a bad life.
But seems like it.
Yeah. Going forward, I think the Cardinals is a good place for me.
Yeah.
They're treating me a little bit as a lefty specialist, but They'll let me get righties out too, which I've been working on. It's a little different for me. The Yankees, I was more of like a one-inning, two-inning type guy. But my arm has always bounced back well, so the new role of pitching to maybe one hitter 3 days in a row is I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But I think the Cardinals is a good place for me. We'll see.
We talked to Seawald about this, but your thoughts as a relief pitcher about some of the new theories on, you know, how teams are handling, you know, not having starting pitchers and having relievers go in the first inning and that sort of thing. Were you kind of surprised that that's taken off, and what are your thoughts about it?
The other day when I saw Jonathan Holder of the Yankees start a game, yeah, I was blown away.
Yeah.
I told everybody in the clubhouse, I think. I was like, do you see Jonathan Holder starting for the Yankees? But I don't know. I mean, I think if the starter, like the guy that's going to go 5 to 6 innings in that game, is okay with it, it's fine. I mean, I get what they're trying to do is get one of your better relievers to get the first 3 outs of the game to usually your better 3 hitters of the lineup. I'm okay with it. But they're going to – the starter that comes in after him is going to face him anyways. So, like, what's the point? And
true.
And if you mess with a starter's rhythm or, like, what they do before games, they can throw him off. So, it's just it really just depends on the starter for me.
Our Astros obsessed boss just walked in. You tell them they have no chance. look at this guy.
Maybe turn mics off.
it's good. Mark is already dancing for the Astros game this weekend. He's excited, no question about it. Last couple of things here with Chase and Shreve, who was nice enough to come in and join us. What is the worst part of being a professional baseball player? Going for a lifeline on this one.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. The travel is rough. The length of the season is rough. It's just rough on your body. What were you saying?
Missing things.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too. Missing my family. Like I'm really family oriented. Missing my family. Missing like birthdays and
we're bringing in help for this for this answer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one though. Missing my family, missing the dogs, missing a lot of stuff that my friends and family do during the season.
Now, who was just helping you on this response, by the way?
This is my fiance, Shannon. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
Could they even hear him? I don't know. I didn't hear.
If you're gonna talk, then we can actually let you hear. No, I can imagine all of those. Those things are, you know, awful. But the playing for the Yankees is such a, I mean, it's such like the goal of so many. Like I talked,
right.
Bryce when he was 15 said his goal
right.
at some point was to play for the Yankees. Did it kind of live up to what people think it would be, or was it more of a case of like, it's baseball, it's a team, this is what I'm doing.
No, it's definitely what people think it is. I mean, the Yankees are a great organization. They're definitely top notch. I tell a lot of people, if you're playing good, it's the best place in the world to play. But if you're playing bad, they're gonna tell you you're playing bad. But being in that spotlight, there is a lot more pressure for sure. Just on everyone, not even the players, coaches, staff, stuff like that. Everybody wants to win, and New York expects you to win.
Yeah.
So.
And people talk about the Cardinals in a different way. Like the Cardinals is just, you know, everybody says the best fans, everything else. And I think in fairness, we on this show have fought back against that because we think they're so arrogant as fans that they're like, we're the best fans in the world. Like, relax. All fans are good. But it is a different environment, though, to play in, right?
Definitely. I remember I pitched in Pittsburgh on the Cardinals, and I gave up a home run. I think we ended up winning the game 2-1. Like I gave up the only run, and Yadier Molina came in, and he's like, "Hey man, good job." And I was like, "Whoa!" Usually people don't like give me knuckles when I give up a home run and almost blow the game, but it seemed a little bit more laid back there, which is more my style for sure. But yeah, like I said, St. Louis is what they have the second most World Series, right? 11. So they're a pretty good team to play for too.
Already studying your history of the Cardinals, good for you. Well, Hey, man, we really appreciate the time. It was awesome for you to come in. Last thing, who's the World Series pick?
I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Their lineup's ridiculous. But it's ridiculous because the Brewers are amazing. The Astros are amazing. I mean, I think the Brewers will be in the World Series. And if they can stay hot, it's just if they stay hot after this break, really.
There you go. And certainly the awesome starting pitching down in Houston, no question about that. So we'll follow along. You said three of the teams were great. You did leave out the Dodgers, so I'll point that out to Dodgers fans for sure. But Chase and Shreve, Bonanza alum, just finished up the season with the Cardinals. Really, really appreciate it. Good luck and everything, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course, anytime. We'll step away, come back, talk about the Raiders a little bit on the other side.
Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small. Keep your Toyota running like a Toyota.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, how long does it usually take to resolve a personal injury case?
The time it takes to receive a settlement can vary greatly depending upon the extent of your injuries and medical treatment required. At Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys, we do everything we can to get you the medical treatment you need and get your life back to normal as quickly as possible after you've been hurt in a car wreck.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Las Vegas has a reputation of being nice year-round. For the most part, that's true. But we know that Old Man Winter can bring in those storms and dicey driving. So right now is the best time to check your tires. If they're looking dicey, no need to spend a fortune because we have Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires offers you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and never a credit check. Plus, mounting, balancing, and installation are all included. So get yours today at SmartTires.com. That's SmartTires.com.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is your spot for Sunday football. ESPN Las Vegas is on the scene from 8 to 10 a.m. inside the Superbook to start your Sunday off right. Free parking, food starts at $3, $25 buckets, and great prizes. It's Football Central each Sunday at the Westgate.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Attention, laptop or computer owners. Is your computer sluggish and slow? You might be one of the millions of Americans who are affected by unwanted pop-ups, spam, and computer errors. Don't let your online activities be tracked by unwanted third parties. Go to mycleanpc.com and find out what could be causing privacy risks and get rid of it. Our free computer diagnostic system takes seconds to download and install and will help you find out how to speed up your computer.
mycleanpc.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
MyCleanPC.com totally cleaned up the pop-ups on my computer and increased my speed.
Get your free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and take the first step towards protecting your computer from prying eyes. Once you activate the software, MyCleanPC will perform regular checkups to keep your computer running fast and error-free. Get your free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com to get started. Again, that's MyCleanPC.com. MyCleanPC.com.
Vegas Bike Fest is October 11th through the 14th at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Three concerts for $35. Puddle of Mud, Fog Hat, and local favorite, Her Story of Rock. Use promo code LVB527 at LasVegasBikeFest.com and receive $10 off your registration.
It's Paul Powell!
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how long your case takes, it can decide how much money your case settles for, and most importantly, it can decide how much money you put in your pocket. I've represented thousands of injury clients in the last 20 years. My total settlements and jury verdicts exceed $200 million, and unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free and will come to you. Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee.
The bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts, then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee, and our clients' five-star reviews tell the story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. They catch, we release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
If you're looking for quick, convenient service for your vehicle, Hamid now has two locations in the valley to serve you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo, or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo, or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
The Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival returns October 12th and 13th. Get amazing deals on golf equipment and merchandise. Demo the latest clubs from TaylorMade, Ping, Cleveland, Callaway, and more. Everyone who attends will receive a free round of golf. Enjoy free craft beer samples at Miller's Ale House Beer Garden. If you like golf or beer, don't miss the Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival. 11 to 6, Friday and Saturday, October 12th and 13th at the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Admission $20. Kids 10 and under free. Go to golffestshows.com for details.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Carr from the shotgun. Throws end zone. Touchdown. Jared Cook. Carr back to the end zone. And it is caught. Wow. Jordy nice. Nelson.
Here's Cofield and Company on this Friday. No Steve Cofield. He is up in Utah. We'll hopefully hear from him later on as he gets set for the broadcast of the UNLV Utah State game tomorrow. Find out if there's any snow on the ground up in Utah. The Raiders are over in London. I got some updates from over there that it's not as bad of weather as some people feared that it could be. London always a tricky place this time of year. That's where the Raiders are. And we'll go over to John Middlecoff, who joins us on the phone right now. You can check out his podcast with the 3 and Out podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at John Middlecoff. That's with two Fs. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good. I'm fascinated by one thing, though. I did see you tweet earlier about Big E talking about a phone bill that was 2G's flat. How often are you listening to Big E? You said every time you hear it, it reminds you how good we have it with our cell phones these days.
Well, I was just at the gym. You know, I got Pandora, so every once, you know, that song comes on, you know, a decent amount. And it just hit me today. I was just getting a little sweat in. I was like, God, we used to pay a lot for phone bills. You know, it wasn't that long. That's a lot of money.
You know what's amazing?
And that was $2,000 back in whenever that song came out, in 94. I was like, damn, that's a lot of cash back in the day.
What's amazing to me is I love the song, and I do hear it all the time, the same way. I've never even put that together. I just went right through it.
It really hit me today. You know, just for whatever reason, I was really locked in on that moment when he hit that line. I was like, damn, he was dead serious, because I remember back in the day when my dad first got a portable phone in his car, you know, early 90s, it was really expensive. I think we take for granted. I mean, I'm talking to you on a cell phone. I didn't even, my bill's cheap.
Yeah, I remember, you know, getting lectured by my mom, like, this is just for emergencies, don't use it. Now it's a regular phone.
I remember being in high school, and like my senior year, it would have been like 02 or 03, when text messaging first started getting really big, but you had to pay, I think it was 10 cents a text.
Absolutely it was.
And I text, you know, all month with the girl I was dating, and my parents got the bill. And I thought I was going to be killed. It wasn't quite Biggie, but it was a lot of money.
Well, I think it was like 10 cents to send and like 2 cents to receive or something.
Yeah, so it could add up fast.
Insane. Well, the Raiders are paying a little bit more than 2G's for John Gruden. How has the investment worked out so far?
I mean, not good. I mean, you're 1-5. You've traded your best player, you know, in recent memory to the Bears, who looks like he's not just going to win the defensive player of the year, but I mean, if the Bears stay good, I mean, he's going to be in the MVP race. The team is just, I mean, around the Bay Area, just feels kind of lifeless. You know, it went from 6 months ago, John Gruden, this rock star, to now, you know, kind of being, you know, I wouldn't say a laughing stock yet, but he's kind of the low hanging fruit for a lot of people to make fun of. And he's brought it upon himself, you know, from the trade to just some of the, you know, questionable, the way he's not playing young players like Gerrion Conley now is kind of benched. And it's been a bizarre, you know, 2 month stretch here for Gruden, for sure.
It has, and it's very weird to me, and maybe I'm missing something, maybe I'm just not following closely enough, but to me, it's almost like they don't realize that they need to play for the future at all.
I mean, I saw this when the Niners moved into the new building. You know, it would have been like 2011, 2013 actually. They had so much momentum from Harbaugh, and they were so, it was such a big local story, such a big national story. Like, it is important. I get it's going to be fresh and sexy moving to Vegas and people around there and people flying in. But you can't just roll into a brand new building that you're charging a lot and be a 3 or 4 win football team and think people are going to care. That's not really how the NFL works. And, you know, Vegas last year, they saw, I mean, winners are cool. You know, yeah, I mean, it's the hockey team. It's fun. You know, I don't know. I'm sure you've been to some bad, like, UNLV games over the years. Bad football is hard to watch. And if you're at a bad football game, the first thing you think about halftime is, like, when can I leave? You know, it's not like baseball where you just kind of drink and hang out. Or even basketball, you go to a bad, you know, a bad NBA game, it's still kind of fun because they're NBA famous players. Football can be, if your team is bad and this team is bad right now, they're one of the more boring. I watch a lot of football. They are a top 5 boring watch right now in the NFL.
Well, they're also old. I mean, it's not like you're watching young players develop. It's guys that are, you know, kind of past their prime, and there's no real hope.
That's what's so crazy, that when they traded Khalil, you know, probably 12 months ago, one of the reasons Jack Del Rio took so much flack was because they got this trio of Carr, Amari, and Khalil, like the best young under 25 trio in the league. And, like, who wouldn't want to coach this team? Yeah. And now, a year later, it was like the goalpost got moved. Oh, the team's not that close. Well, yeah, because you got rid of Khalil. Derek, they're paying you $100 million to coach this guy up, and it feels like he's getting worse. Amari, you know, disappears for games. It's just, I've never seen anything quite like it. But at the end of the day, like, again, this is the Raiders. They have been bad 14 out of the last 16 years. You know, it's not like they're some high-level franchise. They lose a lot. And good players, you know, players that play bad for them go on to play well other places. So it's just, this is kind of who the Raiders people, you know, Raider fans have kind of got to know and love, like this dysfunctional team. And it felt like they had overcome it with all these good young players, and now it doesn't. Like you said, they're old, and their young players are not playing well. It's not good.
It's John Middlecoff. Follow him on Twitter at John Middlecoff, The Athletic, 3 and Out podcast. Check him out all kinds of places. You mentioned Amari Cooper there, and I wanted to get in a little more to him. What you said, he disappears. Is that scheme? Is that him? What is going on with him?
I still think he looks really fast and the ability to get open. In a couple of those games, like, if you don't target a guy, it's one thing if you throw at him 8-9 times and he only has one catch. You know, that's probably on the quarterback. But if you do not target him, and there have been games where he just has not been targeted, to me, that's on, like, the coach has to tell the quarterback to look at 89 and throw him the ball, you know? Just throw it to Amari. And it doesn't feel like they're doing that. You know, it's like, I get you want to spread the ball around and have a balanced offense, but Amari was a top five draft pick for a reason. I mean, he's ultra-talented. Now, he can be frustrating at times, but he's had two games this year. I mean, the second game of the year against Denver, he had 10 targets, 10 catches. A couple weeks later, against the Browns, I think he had 8 catches and a touchdown. Like, throw him the ball. He'll get you 8, 9, 10 catches, 100 yards, or a touchdown. Like, he just throw him the ball.
Was last week the most disappointing game, just from the standpoint of everything looked like it might finally be coming together a little bit, and then to just regress so badly had to be disappointing?
Well, I don't see how you finally get a win, and, you know, it feels like you got a little bit the train back on track, and then to go to San Diego or L.A., and just they did not even show up. Like, it didn't even look like they were really trying. And it's like, I part of what I thought Gruden was going to bring to the table was, like, be this old school badass, you know, the Gruden we had known back when he coached, like the crazy Chucky.
Yeah.
And the one thing that's been kind of crazy is he's kind of laid back now. And my theory is just, you know, he got so rich over that time, yeah, from when he left Tampa to when he came back, and then obviously when he came back he got even richer. But, I mean, it's human nature. You know, when you're away from something, you get perspective. Money is no issue. He's not trying to really prove anything anymore. I just don't see the same crazy edge that he once had, that he never, you know, back in the day, he never would have allowed, like, I mean, dudes would have been cut on Monday morning if they would have played like that. It was just like, oh, no big deal. We'll just keep trying to get better. And that's the thing that, like, going into this new stadium, I'm not very confident they're just going to be able to turn it around. Like, to me, there's not really that much hope in sight. You could say the draft picks, but, I mean, we know what a crapshoot that is. I mean, you could have 5 first-rounders. You might miss on them all. It's just, I mean, it happens every year. So they had a sweet player in Khalil, and you got rid of him, and now that draft pick, as long as the Bears keep staying competitive, and it sure doesn't look like they're going to go away, that pick's not going to be great.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're going to be loaded with 2 top 10 picks. Their only top 10 pick is going to be their own.
Do you get the sense that that trade did more than just take Mac off the defense? It kind of just sent a message to the team that they haven't been able to come back from?
I originally thought that, and then I saw these stats about all these, you know, there were so many guys on the team that were new, that had never played with Khalil. I do think that had an impact that first night, but, like, I don't think necessarily that has an impact now. I don't think it helps that he's gone on to have so much success. It'd be one thing if the team was terrible, and it'd be like, oh, we just traded him to a crappy team. But I do think players aren't dumb. I mean, they pay attention. I don't think it's like the elephant in the room or anything anymore. But it's. I don't know how you would quantify it or ever really be able to prove it, but it probably had a bigger impact than they'll ever let on, or even that any of us know.
I know I know you do some writing on the 49ers as well, so I'll ask this question, which I think I already know the answer to is obvious, but I'll let you say it. Whose future is brighter between the Niners and the Raiders?
The Niners, for sure. I mean, they it's bad now, but they were kind of built like a basketball team that, you know, they were so dependent on one guy, and that guy got hurt, they really had no chance. Like, if Jimmy was around, they'd win 7-8 games. And it would feel like, you know, they were probably a little, some people picked them to make the playoffs. That was a little strong, but you can't even judge them without their quarterback. That's the thing with the Raiders. It's not like Derek's hurt. I mean, he's healthy and playing.